vox clamantis in deserto, parate viam Domini. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Today, as we celebrate this wonderful Sunday, the last Sunday of Advent, in just a few days, we shall celebrate the glorious birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, born by the cooperation and consent of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the mediatrix of all graces and co-redemptrix of the human race. It is He for whom we prepare. And thus, the introit of today's Mass, which is one of the most beautiful of all the introits, Rorate Celi. Oh, how many times I have heard that song and I have sung it in the sacred liturgies in Rome, in the seminary, in the Vatican, here. Drop down, do ye heavens from above. Now, what does this do? This water that is life-giving. It is the eternal Son of God who becomes, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Son of the Virgin Mary, the Son of Man. And mind you, one of the things that we notice, especially in this season of Advent, the first person to whom the existence of the Holy Trinity was made known was to Mary. Mary, who was already filled with the Trinity, plena gratia, full of grace. Grace is the life of the Trinity. And in Mary, she was totally filled, without exception, with that grace. The second person to whom the Annunciation of the Trinity was made known was St. Joseph. St. Joseph the Just, St. Joseph the Silent, who cooperates in the mysteries of redemption, and like his predecessor in the Old Testament, receives messages in his dreams. Each person has a way in which they receive their messages from God, and here we see it. And in his dreams, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, do not fear to take Mary, thy wife, into thy home. The child that she is bearing is of the Holy Spirit. And you, the putative father, who shall be thought of by everyone as his father, you will have the prerogative of a father. You shall name him Jesus, Savior, Messiah. And so they are the three principal protagonists of this wondrous mystery. And so it is He, the dew that drops from the heavens. And at the same time as we do this, the heavens show us the glory of God. And the firmament, that is, all of the heavens declare the work of His hands, because all the universe is a work of His hands. And so we see this, especially in the Gospel of today, from the Gospel of St. Luke. St. Luke, the beloved physician, St. Luke, the one who was so very, very close to Mary, from whom we receive many of the knowledge that we have of the infancy of Jesus. A little bit St. Matthew, but mostly St. Luke. And all of this is based in human history, because He is God who comes to us, humans, in our own history that He has set forth from the beginning of creation, from the creation of Adam and Eve, from their expulsion from the garden, when they became enmeshed in original sin. But yet, in His mercy, God promises a Savior. And then, in this point, we see, of course, the basis on history. Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, Herod, Philip, his brother, and so forth. These are historical characters that can be proven by anybody. A lot of people in the past, including some Catholics and some so-called theologians, said there is no way to prove that Jesus became incarnate, that Jesus came to this world. Well, here we have it. They say they know the Scripture, but they do not know the Scripture. He is part of our history. And it was at this time, 30 years after his birth and conception, that St. John the Baptist, his cousin, the son of St. Elizabeth and St. Zachariah, he begins to preach. He begins to do the reason for which he was created. And he too was made immaculate in the womb of St. Elizabeth, his mother. The moment thy greeting sounded in my ears, O beloved mother, how is it that the mother of my God should come to me? Shalom, peace, which comes only from God, not from anyone else. The babe leapt in my womb for joy. He leapt because he was freed from original sin. Those who are closest to Christ and to his ministry had to be free from original sin. The others would be freed by baptism soon enough. And then all this happens so that the prophecies are fulfilled. And in the Christmas novena, which we have already begun and ends in 2 days, we see all these prophecies, or many of these prophecies, from the Old Testament, which we shall say momentarily. But St. Isaiah prophesies, there is one in the desert. Who is that one? St. John the Baptist. The immaculate, sinless St. John the Baptist. He is a voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain shall be brought low, so that the way is straight and smooth for his coming and for our coming to him in penance and love. So we give thanks to God in these holy days. What wonders we celebrate, that the Son of God becomes the Son of Mary and the putative son of Joseph, son of David. You are to name him Jesus. And we are the benefactors of all this wondrous, wondrous, wondrous glory of the gifts that God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit bestow upon us through the second person of the Trinity become the Son of Man. Let us be prepared. Let us make in our own souls the way ready for him to come to us at midnight in the piercing cold in Bethlehem, in the manger where the cattle ate, and now the bread of life is born there, because he will feed us of himself in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Glory be to God. Praise be to God for all his condescension, for all his love and mercy for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.